So who do we have, Greg?
We have Ward 7 Alderman Joe McMiniman joining us right now.
Joe McMiniman. We had Sam Canman on earlier.
It's a revisit, man. I don't know. It's like
old homework.
You talk about nostalgia here.
And now we have Joe McMiniman on. Hi, yeah. Alderman McMiniman. What's going on?
Good morning, Ray and Greg.
Morning.
Congratulations, you're back together. I hope you win another broadcasting award on radio like you did last time.
Thank you for remembering that. Yes. By the way, can I point out, we don't know where that award is.
I think it's up on there. I don't know.
It's not. No, we have no idea where our award. Hey, Joe McMiniman, so why are you on today?
I think Greg saw a breaking story from Bruce Rushton in the Illinois Times.
Yes, yeah, it was about the meeting with Shivey.
Story that, hey, Rushton gets the scoops and digs up all the facts and figures. And Alderman, you weren't there. Why weren't you there?
Yeah.
Well, have you talked about this yet on your...
No. I'll just really quick give it. They had a meeting. It was the Saputos, right, Greg?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of aldermen went and went with the unions. They went to dinner at Saputo's and, to decide where campaign contributions were going to be made. But you were the alderman that wasn't there.
There were two aldermen not there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kristen DeCenzo also wasn't there, yes.
That's right. Well, it's that was unusual. In my 6 years on the council, I've never seen a situation where eight aldermen get invited to a small meeting of union and developers and then get a bundle of checks, basically.
So you were not invited?
Correct. And I wouldn't have attended had I been invited.
Well, maybe that's why they didn't invite you. I mean, the big question was if you were invited and you had other things to do or if you just weren't invited. So you're saying you were not invited.
I was not invited to come and receive checks, no. And these... basically, they're thank you checks, the best way to describe it. And I don't fault the givers of the checks. I think that there's a problem with those that receive the checks. The checks follow some votes that were taken, some controversial votes that helped developers in one case and helped labor in another case, having to do with the Emberclear power plant out there at Pawnee and the extension of the Enterprise Zone, which involves about a $50 million subsidy to a natural gas power plant that will be in direct competition with our own city power plant on the wholesale market.
Are you alleging that the aldermen were involved in some kind of payoff?
I think it looks really bad, Ray. I think it really looks bad when we take a vote and then soon after the vote, a bunch of checks get passed out. I think it looks really bad. Yeah. And I've never seen that happen kind of in a group way like that with a bundle of checks. I haven't seen that locally. I know everything's relative. $5,000 in a presidential race is absolutely nothing. But $5,000 at the local alderman level, it's a big amount of money. In the most recent race, for example, in Ward 6 to replace Corey Job, where DeCenzo was challenged by another candidate. The other candidate spent a total of $5,000 in the entire race. So $5,000 is a big amount of money for aldermen.
These all go to the campaign contribution. I want to make clear, they go to the campaign contributions.
Yeah, and we're not even close to an election. So what's happening is war chests get built up. You know, I think after these recent contributions. Some of the aldermen each have over $20,000. I think Donlin has over 20. Redpath will have over 20. Hanner will have over 20. Proctor will have over 20. And what that does is it scares off the competition. So you end up with a less competitive situation at city council, and the aldermen have got their allegiances. And $5,000 does get influence. And for any alderman to say that it doesn't, they're just bull.
Let me edit that out. Yes, Alderman McMiniman. What about someone like Chris Tylan, who's he's term limited out.
So why is he taking the cash? Good question.
I don't know. I'm asking. What are you got thoughts on everything? What are your thoughts?
It's unusual. It's very unusual.
Well, Alderman, if you could also, why should taxpayers care if aldermen are taking labor dollars and developer dollars?
Well, it has to, we should care why, because we have a very serious financial problem with state government and city government where pay and benefits have gotten out of control. And collective bargaining at the state and local level in Illinois is a fairly recent phenomenon. It started out with an executive order issued by Dan Walker in the 1970s, and eventually then the statutes were passed to allow for collective bargaining. But basically, the money is corrupting our legislative process in a major, major way. And we've got elected officials that are dependent on the money like heroin, and it affects their voting.
So you're saying that the only reason that they voted yes on certain things is because they knew they would get money?
I'm saying that they like the money, the money's tempting, and I think Labor sent Kristen DeCenso a strong message because she received a lot of labor money in her election this spring for alderman. And so why would they shut her off all of a sudden? Because she was not invited to the meeting. Well, because she took a procedural vote against the labor. And it shows how closely they expect you to toe the line.
Alderman, what do you think the reaction is going to be from some of the seatmates you have there in the horseshoe?
Well, we've got some good aldermen, and I just wish that they would say no to the money, and I think it would make them even better aldermen.
I mean, you did allege what their motives were.
Do you worry that you're going to have some flashback from this? I mean, you've talked about this before in the past.
Whatever happens, happens. I think thanks for talking about it on your show. I think it needs to be talked about. I hope we get some aldermen that are less dependent on the money. I think we've got a situation where there are certain influencers that have influence beyond what's good for our city.
I mean, but do you understand that some of your fellow aldermen can be very angry at you for the allegations that you made this morning?
Well, I hope they're angry at Bruce Rushton first, but I think we need an honest discussion about the money, and I think it creates a conflict of interest. When you receive a bunch of money, it influences you, and it impacts the way you will respond. I think our elected officials need to respond to the voters less, more, and to donors less.
We'll leave it out there like that. Alderman Joe McMenamin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Congratulations, Ray, and thanks always.
Thank you.
Take care, Alderman.
Yeah. Yeah, he just came right out and called his other,
It's not the first time he's done it.
Yeah, I know.
It's like deja vu, right?
I'm interested in the reaction of the other alderman. I guess maybe next week we'll find out. We should have some on. Yeah. Find out.